Our next guest is Richard Tobey. He currently serves as Deputy Director of State Operations for Special Projects in the administration of the New York State Governor, for New York State Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, the state's countywide shared services initiative, and New York State's response to the upcoming 2020 U.S. Census. Richard is here with us now to talk about the 2020 Census. This is the second in a series of discussions on the 2020 Census. Thank you for joining us, Richard.
Thank you for having me, and good evening.
Richard, can you tell us why the 2020 U.S. Census is important to New York State and our local communities? The census, for instance, is used to determine the number of our members in Congress. In the last New York Census, New York has lost congressional seats. What is the present expectation?
First of all, the show is not long enough to answer all the questions, I'm afraid. But with regard to the importance of the census to New York State, there are a variety of reasons, and the founders of our Constitution, the drafters of the Constitution, called for a census in our current Constitution. That was for very, very good reason. It's both to establish the political apportionment among the states for members of Congress, and it also now, although not then, drives enormous sums of money based upon the population and their characteristics. So New York State now receives over $53 billion a year on account of the census numbers, $53 billion. But more profoundly, I think, the census is the building block for smart decision-making. Everybody uses the census every time you apply for a grant, every time you consider building a school, every time you look at roads. Virtually every major decision that we make, how to fund programs, how many people are in need, starts with the census numbers. And a lot of people who are interested in the census don't actually care that much about political apportionment, although I do and the governor does, but they care deeply about making wise decisions in government activities, but also private sector activities. Companies use census data also in their marketing and other types of campaigns. With regard to the population estimates and what's likely to happen, right now, New York State is predicted to lose either one or two more congressional seats. But we don't accept that. We believe we do a really good job and find the undercounted population that exists in New York State, and it's a vast number, that we could forestall that. New York State itself continues to grow in population, although not every community does, but it's not growing as fast as many parts of the rest of the country. What's very hard to predict is the extent to which people choose to be enumerated. And I think it'll get to another question, but we're fearful that many people, for reasons that seem valid, are worried about being counted. And that would hurt them and us. So part of what we're doing is to encourage a full enumeration, but I think we'll get to that.
Well, one of the populations that do tend to get undercounted in the census are your undocumented workers. And that, of course, has now become a big, big controversy with the issue of whether or not to include a citizenship status question. And I understand that New York is part of a group of 17 states, 7 cities, and the United States Conference of Mayors in a lawsuit over this issue. What's the prognosis on that?
Well, first of all, everybody in the country should be counted, regardless of their status, regardless of their age. We see a perennial problem in undercounting young people. Children under age of 5 are, to a very great extent, undercounted. People of color, people in poverty are also undercounted. And increasingly now, people who are undocumented are challenged to get fully counted. The lawsuit was brought by Attorney General Schneiderman on behalf of New York State, with the support of the governor, to challenge this question that's being put back into the census to ask, are you a citizen? And although the census information is confidential and has been really since the start of the census, very strict penalties for violating confidentiality and criminal penalties for anyone who does it for their life. There's still a fear that it will dampen the willingness of people to participate if they have to answer that question. We now believe that if people skip the question, their form will still be counted, and they will be counted. The litigation, though, it's very hard to predict what's going to happen in court. But the Attorney General is arguing that the Constitution calls for a full count, and anything that would impede a full count would be violative of the intent of the founders and of the constitutional provisions. But it's litigation, and we're not sure how it will turn out. We're hopeful, but you never know.
How is New York preparing for the 2020 census?
So that's the long story. that we have two.
We have a total of 5 minutes left.
Okay. So we have a number of efforts underway, but our basic approach is to work with the local governments, not-for-profits, religious organizations, and advocacy groups to in all aspects of the census, finding addresses, later convincing people that they should be counted and participate in the enumeration. We believe the fundamental way to do it is through trusted voices at the grassroots levels, where the state is so distant and would be, have so much difficulty telling a stranger that we think they really ought to be counted, while their neighbors and friends and religious leaders and others might be influential. So our fundamental approach is state participation. We've done a lot of tool building and helping. The legislature just called for the creation of a full count commission at the state level. We're urging every community to form its own full count commission. But to think that the best way to do this is grassroots up with trusted voices encouraging people in all the dimensions of our lives to participate in the census.
Now, do you have to receive a census form in the mail or by somebody coming to your door, or can you contact somebody and say, hey, I haven't got a census application or form here, and boy, I want to be counted?
So the process starts with addresses. If the Census Bureau has your address, you will receive a postcard encouraging you to go online to fill out the form. If you don't do that, they're supposed to send somebody to your door and try and encourage you to do it either online or on paper. But there will also be opportunities to request a census form directly if you don't get it through those other channels, including if you don't get it because they don't have your address. But that's going to be that all starts in 2020. Where April of 2020 is sort of the official kickoff of the census. So we're 2 years away from that. And the Census Bureau is supposed to be opening up offices, hiring people, and getting out into all the communities to find people who have not yet had submitted an enumeration form.
Now, historically, how responsive have New Yorkers been toward submitting their census reports?
Not enough. Not enough across the whole country, but in New York, certainly not enough. The self-response rate in New York State was roughly 75% in 2010, 10 years ago, or the last census. In hard-to-count census tracts, though, where I come from in Buffalo, Erie County, 24% of the households in hard-to-count census tracts did not participate. It's a huge number.
I'm sorry, what was that percentage?
24% of hard-to-count of families in hard-to-count census tracts did not reply. And we've got to find them and encourage them to participate and let them know that they're not in danger for doing so.
So we only have about 2 minutes left. You mentioned before that, you've traditionally worked with, community groups and groups that have a, good reputation in some of these communities. Mm-hmm. But what can people be doing now to help, get a higher rate of participation?
Well, first of all, I think what's being done here in Freedom Square, just across the street, there's an event in June where there will be an event in which the community is encouraged to participate in the census when the time comes. It's those types of events. This is not going to work if everybody waits for New York State to say, today's your day, go do it. It's going to work because people are self-motivated, both leaders and individuals in the community, and start doing these events. We will participate. Tonight, we were asked if we could send somebody to the event in June, and we're going to try and do that. And so we can provide expertise. We can provide guidance. But I think the communities themselves should be organizing and finding ways of their own to encourage people to participate. I am sure there will be good ideas about how to participate that develop all across the state. that we would never have figured out ourselves.
And just to probably the last question, I'll let JP finish up, but we can guarantee that no one's going to get thrown out of the country for filling out the census form or saying that they're not a citizen if that question remains.
I wish I could give that great answer.
Well, hopefully in the next 2 years we'll be able to come back and say yes on that one.
The law right now says for 70 years the census information is confidential. It's a criminal penalty to use it otherwise. Attorney General Holder issued an opinion that said under the Patriot Act, the government did not have access to census material. But with the new president, we have to be a little more cautious. But I can't imagine Congress changing the law to allow the violation of this confidentiality that's gone on for so long and as a lifetime ban on any of us. I will have access to some census data. I will be barred for life from disclosing any of that information. And it's 5 years in jail. It's huge fines for every time you do a violation. So I'm confident that that will not change. But the way you asked the question of an absolute positive 100% guarantee, I can't give right now.
Okay.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Richard Tobey, Deputy Director of State Operations for Special Projects, speaking to us about how New York State is preparing for the upcoming 2020 U.S. Census. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.